Okay, Sticks, I know you were gonna get going. Sticks has gotta head out to, work like a weirdo or something. Sticks, why don't you go ahead and do your thing there, man, so you can head out.
Cool. So I put in some effort over the last 2 weeks to try to clean up the skills planner. So most of our actual active doctrines, wartime doctrines, I'm not putting caracals on here. It's not going to be a thing. Hopefully this will help you guys for your mains, like actually train up skills for mainline F1 ships. And then at the top there's also like an F2 alts, so that's for the recons, command destroyers, command ships, battle cruisers, HICs, DICs, things like that. So that you can bring those on an alt. We don't want you to fly those on mains normally. If you want to fly ships on your main, it's usually best to go with the actual mainline ship, or people who like to fly Logi. That's tangent. If you don't fly Logi, do that thing. But generally, those support ships are very great on alts, and all of those people with the with Dread and Cap alts training up those support ships on alts are very easy to do. I am open to feedback on Skills Planner in regards to the skill plans. I know people have put a couple things in there, and I've adjusted them as needed. Not perfect, and there is a shitload of skills in game. So some of them are missed. Some of them might be unbalanced a little bit as far as the skills go. If you think it's something needs to be changed, just put it in there. If I like it, I'll put it in, and if I don't, I'll just move on. But yeah, if you have any questions, just post in the thread.
Thanks, Diggs. I know you got a jet. We'll talk to you later, man. I just wanted to address something there, Moab, for you and for everybody who's listening to this. If you're interested in being a fleet commander, start with the skirmish command things. Your fleet is gonna get pancaked into a wall, and they're all gonna die. That's gonna happen. We expect that to happen. Your ships are cheap to disposable. That's kind of the whole point to it. So don't worry about that. Join Skirmish Commanders. They've got a meeting tomorrow. They do them always on Sundays. 1800, I think, something like that. 1700, 1800, something like that. They're always doing those. If you're interested in doing the fleet command stuff, get involved with Skirmish Commanders. That's why we do it, as Heidi just pointed out. Well, we've got SRP for the doctrines for it. It's not a big deal. Remy, thank you. It's 1800 EU time in the Skirmish Commanders dressing room. It's in the Bravo command here on Mumble, so it's not, where the normal fleet ops are. It's in the channel underneath there. Arbitrarily, next one, we're talking about new things, new guys' activities. Heidi, why don't you take it away with scouts there?
So, Scouts is always recruiting. We are the physical intelligence arm of the Imperium, and our main job is keeping the main fleet safe. So, whenever enemies are forming fleets and things like that, one of the things we're doing is sitting in their stagers and getting D scans of their fleet to post to the Scouts channel, which FCs, recons, and cores are all in that channel, all looking for those D scans there. Yes, Ellie Mae, I indeed like to watch. Also, Viper, Beans Belong, and Chili, but I digress. So, some of the things that you get as scouts are strategic caps for watching the enemies and their stagers, SRP for scouting related losses. So, if you somehow manage to get yourself blown up while scouting for us, you also get SRP for that. I think the biggest advantage of being in scouts is one, you don't have to be in main fleet comms listening to the Imperium's 23rd best FC spurge on about something. And two, go as needed. So if you don't really have time to be sitting in a full main fleet for 3 or 4 hours on end, scouts can pretty much come and go as a IRL lets you do things. It's pretty easy to join scouts. You just have to be in the Imperium for 3 months and be able to fly a interceptor. And I think that was all the talking points I had. pretty much. I'm going to link the thread one more time, read the thread, follow the instructions, apply.
Cool. Perfect. There's a thread. Xing Li is going to talk to you all about CD. They're doing a recruitment drive. CD is a weird kind of a group of guys. It's all about the relationships and the Diplo kind of stuff. So very small group, but Xing Li is going to tell you all about those.
Yep, so cool. So CD is recruiting at the moment. I'm going to link the thread in Elysium in just a second, or if someone can get to it first, that'd be great. So CD is the diplomacy org for Goonswarm Federation. So if you're in Goonswarm for 6 months or above, you can apply. Basically, what we do is we talk to people. Anyone who's not in Goonswarm, so allies, enemies, you know, neutrals, and anyone who's not us, basically, we talk to. We build relationships. We burn down bridges. We soothe tensions. We sometimes start wars. It's one of those orgs where you will have an impact on thousands upon thousands of people in a way that no one else really can. So if that's something that sounds interesting to you or something that you would like to be part of, you should go ahead and apply. And even if you think you're not necessarily someone who would be good at that, you can go ahead and apply anyway, and you might just make it in. You know, when I applied and when I started out in CD, I had no idea that I'd be good at it when I applied, and now I've been here for almost 8 years.
So for anyone who's wondering, we're not saying Xing Li's good at it. We just haven't gotten rid of him yet.
And if you're unsure of what exactly diplomacy actually entails, there's in the recruitment thread, there's a link to a presentation from a former head diplo. And he talks about basically everything that diplomacy is, what it entails, and sort of what you actually need to do. Ranger, you're not worth paying attention to.
Wow, that's cold. That's cold, man. It's fair, but it's cold.
Yikes.
CD is something that, if you guys are interested in doing that, do take a look at that thread. It's a really interesting group of people who are doing the talkie-talkie all the time. Just talking with people, working through all these kind of things, making stuff better, making stuff worse. Depends on your perspective, as usual. Did you have anything else there, Xing Li? Are you good?
Nope, I think that's everything.
All right, Ankh, the 5 pages of text in there is now up for you. So take it away there, Ankh.
Yeah, I'm like 90% sure Ash is not actually asleep right now. He just doesn't want to go through all the things I put in here. But yeah, I'll try and keep it short, but December is usually quite a busy month for me because work goes quiet, so I tend to do little projects, and I've been getting a lot done over the last month, and lack of fireside means I've not been able to tell anyone about it. So the first thing, then, is in my ever-growing repertoire of Gooniversity, we have actually merged RepSwarm into Gooniversity, so they're forming part of our overall structure with Aoife Alden taking the helm at RepSwarm now, and we'll be leading everything over there. We've also changed how the SIG works slightly as well. So it's now an open SIG. You can just go onto the auth page and join straight away. You don't need to wait for anyone to approve or anything like that. It's all nice and straightforward. And we're going to focus it on educating new and extra experienced Logi pilots through classes and new resources which are being worked on at the moment. The first class for 2024 is scheduled for tomorrow as well, which is going to go through an intro to flying logistic ships. And the whole idea is we want to get more people flying Logi, but we also want to get more people flying it as logistic anchors as well, and build up the depth of competence rather than necessarily the level of competence. The more people we've got who can do these jobs, then the easier it is on the people who are doing the jobs. Speaking of Gooniversity, with the addition of RepSwarm, and also, as you remember, back about a month ago as well, when with LinkSwarm joining Gooniversity, we have a lot on our plate now. And the last year saw us run 107 classes in total, which was more than 2020, 2021, and 2022 combined. We also gave out nearly 1,000. In fact, it was just over 1,000 by the final count of our handout packages, which for those who are really good at maths, it's about 70, 80 bill worth of frigates. And when frigates are worth 1 mil, less than 1 mil each, that's a lot of frigates that have been handed out by the guys. And we want to increase the number of staff we have within the faculty. So we're looking for new handouts officers who are going to be giving out free ship packages to new players and also instructors to run the classes for us as well, particularly those who have an interest in running logi and boosting classes. We do require that faculty members have been in the Imperium for at least 6 months. And other than that, we just want you to have a broad knowledge about the game. We don't need people to be experts. We just need you to have a strong understanding and most importantly, be patient with new players. We need you to take your time with people who are still working things out. And yes, Cartress, Lynx Swarm is still under university. So if you want to join university faculty, I've just pasted the link there. And on the topic of classes, so Gooniversity is actually launching a new class in about an hour and a bit, 21:30 Eve time. And this is aimed at new Capital and Blots pilots who are looking to learn about Sino and Jump mechanics. So if you've just recently acquired your first ever Blots or your first ever Capital ships, this is the point where you can learn how to actually move that ship safely. And that way, when you do join your first Capital fleet, you will at least somewhat have an idea of what you're doing. That'll be run by Harry Hernandez, Altarari, and myself. We're nearly there, guys. We're nearly there, I promise. I'll pause just to answer some questions before I go on to my next
question. About moving ships, you sure want Atari to teach people how to move ships, especially with his great reputation doing that?
I mean, that is a fair point. I do remember his super kill mail when he came back. Hey, I'll jump on some questions. Yeah, so we had that one. What happened to the B page on the wiki? I don't know what you mean, Klaxos, so sorry about that one. What areas do you need most instructors, and is there a course catalog or schedules? So right now we haven't got that many scheduled just because people are getting back off holidays, but we typically will have them scheduled 1 or 2 weeks out at a time. We generally need instructors across the board, so we're running on a normal month about 1 or 2 classes, but they're all fairly basic, fairly low level classes, or most of them are fairly low level and basic classes. If you've got a particular interest in stealth bombers or command destroyers, booshing, anything like that, then I would definitely love to see you at university teaching other people those skills.
I found one more thing that you put up there, GoonWiki janitors.
Oh, I've got a couple to go yet. I'm like halfway down. Oh no, wait, it's my last one. Get in. So yeah, so the last one, Ben, is, so I recently updated the Goonswarm wiki main. The idea behind that was to make it a little bit easier to navigate. And what it's also allowed us to do is start opening up the wiki to new and more content. So we've opened up a ticket system on the forum. So you can request new pages or updates to be made to the wiki as and when necessary. Now, I have already rejected like 3 requests for things that exist elsewhere or where they need to be, i.e. stuff like guides that live on EVE University. The Goon Wiki isn't for things like that because there's better places for that information. But what this is a place where you can start focusing on like your corporation pages, your SIG pages, stuff like that. So if you want that being set up, then shoot away, pop a request in, and one of the wiki janitors will work on that for you and get it on the wiki. And that is everything from me. And yes, Seema is not going to be a janitor.
I have one that I just put in there, the Diplo update that CD did, just not too terribly long ago, but it came out, you know, around the holiday stuff. So I wanted to pimp that for them. They've got a whole big wall of text in there. It takes them a couple of weeks to get all that written up. Sorry, I was in a different channel. Let me go to the other part of the topics for today. I've got a couple more for me, Ilum guys. Did I miss anything that was on our list? I think that's it. I've just got a couple more in a different channel there. Wow. Okay. Next one that we want to do is the Lending Bee program. We haven't pretty much pimped this really at all over the last couple of months. We do have that out. We've got quite a bit of money loaned out to everybody with interest coming in. I did grab the link there. One of the finance guys can throw that into Lucian for me. This is something to where if you're not familiar with it, we will use collateral loans. We've got uncollateral loans for you to help kickstart some of your money-making opportunities. Reach out to one of our lending agents. Beyond is one. Hyper Viper is our other. Either one of those guys can help you get the process going. Please do read the post in there for the information that you need before you just poke them. Beyond Best Loan Shark, yes, he is. All those kind of pieces are going through. Final thing that I've got is a New Year's kind of goal for this year of 2024 here. Dreads, as per usual. We always want dreads, more dreads. Always with the dreads. So, Blib, did you want to talk about that recruitment drive? Are you here?
I think he's busy giving away moons. I have something, though. I desire space praise. I have updated the Wiki's Alliance Stargate page. So if you are a GTS, a GARPA Topographical Survey enjoyer, this update is for you. You can now once again copy and paste and get updated jump bridges in your GTS. Please note, Fountain and Clown Ring have not been updated. They are not in our system, so we still have the old copy there. I didn't modify them. Those are unchanged at the top, but the rest is all new, has new colors. It's pretty. It looks good on dark mode. It's amazing. Thank you.
You also crashed the wiki now.
I'm sorry.
Well played. Yeah, so I can talk about... So GSOL's always recruiting. I just accepted 4 more people into GSOL. We need more people to join GSOL. So if you want to have interest in structures, how things work within the Imperium for fueling or things like that, join GSOL. If you haven't gotten a response to your application, always just fill out another and it goes into a list and for me to review.
All right. I believe that's it. If you all have any questions, you can put that in there. Any directors, if I miss something on any of the fireside topic lists, please say so. But any questions from anybody, and then I think we'll call it a day. Kind of GSOL application link, it's on the recruiting subforum.
I'll grab it. Somebody can lead me to it.
So the link that Nemus put in is for GSOL itself. The one that Heidi put in is for the recruitment center where all those things are set up. Jules, I'm going to send that to Asher right now. That's a good one. I think that's about it. Don't want to lose anything, right? Join SIGs and squads. Always do that. The recruitment link is in there. Please make sure you actually read the requirements on there so you don't apply to something that you haven't been in for long enough to do. Oh, yeah, that's a good one, Clive. So it's the Guard Bees. Make sure you guys are in Beehive. It's been running a lot. We've seen a lot of activity there. We're getting everybody to go in and shoot baddies that come around. I saw one for Faction War, right? You should not have typed that there back. I just got reminded when I saw your name again. Yeah, Faction War's always doing their stuff. Yeah, first Fireside back after the holidays, not too bad. Speaking of that, I hope you all had a good New Year's, getting back into the swing of things. If you're back at work, I'm sorry. If you had the week off, huzzah to you. And with that, I think we'll call it a day there. You all have a good rest of your Saturday. We will be back again next week. Did someone say PI? Yes. Yes, I did. Just now. All right, guys. Everybody have a good rest of your week. We'll see you next week.
Hello. Oh shit, my beans might be done. Holy fuck. Let's go check this shit out.
He said to the entire fireside.